Cosmic Shed.
Hello and welcome to the Cosmic Shed. I'm Andrew and it's just a quick bonus episode for you today. I know I said that we'd see you in 2019, but I was watching the Royal Institution Christmas lectures this morning with Lyra, and obviously Professor Alice Roberts is delivering them this year, and we were chatting about it, and Lyra reminded me that a couple of years ago Lyra had asked me how we grow, and I'd met Professor Alice Roberts at the Cheltenham Science Festival, and she'd given a brilliant answer to Lyra's question, and I thought it might just be worth revisiting that because it's such a great question and such a great answer. I'm driving along with my daughter in the seat next to me, and she's five, and she's called Lyra, and she said, "Daddy, what I really want to know is, how do we grow?"
I've got some answers for her, I think, but that's an incredibly, as often happens from five-year-olds and older children as well, you get some incredible questions that make you think really hard. And this is why I'm always encouraging academics to go out and do talks in schools as well as talking to adult audiences, because it tests your own ability to articulate and even to conceptualise your own subject, actually. So let's think about this. How do we grow? What does she mean by that? Does she mean what makes us grow? What drives us to grow? If she means that, then there are answers there in terms of there's a programme of development, there are hormones that kick in, particularly steroid hormones that kick in at various times during your development, that spur you on and that increase the proliferation of tissues. So that's one answer to that. Another answer might be to look at it at a tissue level. This might be quite tricky for her. If she knows what a cell is, if she's got some kind of concept that bodies of animals and plants are built of cells, then another answer to how those bodies grow is quite simple, actually, is by adding more cells. But there are other ways that you can get something to grow bigger, and that's by cells are quite often surrounded by a matrix of something which is not cellular, so some kind of goo or something fibrous, so you could add more to that as well, so you can add more to the extracellular matrix, or actually, rather than increasing the number of cells, you could increase the size of the cells, and that would mean that the tissue or the organ as a whole would grow a bit bigger. So these are kinds of really I suppose process-driven answers. I suspect at the root of her question is something actually a lot deeper and a lot more philosophical. And it's about how you take something and make it bigger whilst ensuring that it's the same object. You know, how does her body, how does she get bigger so that, you know, in a month's time when she's probably grown a few millimetres taller and bigger all over, it's still her. And that is utterly fascinating, because it goes back to that Herodotus quote, doesn't it, about never being able to step in the same river twice. We are constantly remaking ourselves, literally remaking ourselves. You know, the atoms in your body now are not the atoms that were in your body 20, 30 years ago. They have been turned over. Even things which we think of as being relatively static in our bodies, like bone, for instance, are actually really dynamic. Even the most compact bits of bone get turned over every 7 years or so. So there are some tissues which are turning over all the time, things which do that really quickly are the obvious things, like hair. You know that does because it's growing. Nails, skin is constantly growing and sloughing off at the surface. Your gut lining is constantly growing and sloughing off at the surface. But even tissues like bone are changing over time. There are cells that eat them away, and there are cells that make more of them, and that is a process which is continually happening.
You've blown my mind, so I don't know what you can do to that.
And there's loads of different... It's such a good question, isn't it? Because actually it encompasses so many different avenues of thought.
Yeah.
I could develop a whole lecture out of your daughter's single question, and it would be a very entertaining thing to do, I think. I'd enjoy it anyway. So if we look at, for instance, how bones grow, that's fascinating. So her bones at the age of five, the ends of the bone will be separate from the shaft of the bone. There'll be a wedge of cartilage in between. And the cartilage is where most of the growth goes on, because cartilage is really good at growing quickly and bone is not so good at growing quite so quickly. And when she's fully grown, that cartilage will disappear, and that plate of cartilage at the ends of her bones will close down. So that's how the skeleton grows. So there are so many different answers to this question.
Yeah, amazing. Do the lecture, come on. I'll bring it. Science Fest next year, let's do it. So obviously that particular lecture didn't happen. But Alice, if you're listening, I think maybe that's an idea we should revisit. And maybe let's make that happen. But either way, I can't wait for the other two Christmas lectures, which are being broadcast tonight and tomorrow night as I record this on December the 27th. It seems like a funny time to rethink the way that we do things here on The Cosmic Shed after we've just been named as one of The Guardian's favourite podcasts of 2018. But the feedback that you've all been giving us on the advent calendar and how much you've enjoyed it just made me think maybe we could do a few more of these little bonus episodes throughout the year. And maybe we should base them on Lyra's questions. Let me know what you think. And hopefully this will be it until 2019, so a very happy new year to you all. The Cosmic Shed.
Science fact.
Science fiction.
And everything in between.